Before I start the show, I want to talk about StarStock. The site has now launched in beta, and you can deposit, purchase cards, view your collection, and flip those cards in the marketplace with more being built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster and cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on the platform. Here's what they're offering. A 5% commission, no ingestion fees, you send in your cards and they do all the work. The cards are guaranteed and secured in a vault, and you can choose to ship your cards back at any time. You can buy, flip, or store cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved as a seller, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and prospects of current players. For more details, contact mike@starstock.com, and let's get on with the show. You're listening to the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute, a podcast where we discuss both the hobby and business sides of collecting. I'm your host, Mike Summer, and I want to help you buy, sell, and trade your way into a collection you'll love. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute. These last couple episodes, I flip-flopped the order of what I usually do. Usually, I have my topical episode come out at the beginning of the week and my interview come out at the end of the week. But since this week's topical episode is the monthly financial recap, I wanted to flip-flop it a little bit so I'd have enough time for me to kind of settle up and get all of the monthly figures put together. And so that's why I went ahead and flip-flopped these. I wanted to do another monthly financial recap. Like I said, I'm not going to do these every month, but every few months I thought it would be interesting to share. And May was a very unique and interesting month, so I thought that would be an even better one to share. And so that's what we're going to do. Well, one of the things that you're going to hear about as part of the recap is the sponsorship revenue that I get for hosting the podcast. And one of those sponsors I want to tell you about now, it's Underdog Collectibles, and they're a shop based out of Knoxville, Tennessee. You can join their Facebook group, The Underdogs, to buy, sell, and trade with other collectors. Just go to Facebook and search for The Underdogs. Join them for their next break, hosted every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday night. And you can use the code WAXPACKHERO for $5 off your first break of $20 or more. I got in on my first break with them last week and had a lot of fun. It was actually the first online break that I'd ever been a part of. And so I really had a good time. I encourage you to check out Underdog Collectibles. Okay, let's get into the breakdown a little bit. Now we're going to talk from a revenue side from two different main aspects. One is card sales, and the second is revenue from the website and podcast. And as many people have talked about for the last couple months, the market is stronger than ever. And my card sales for the month really kind of reflected that. My sport lot sales were strong. My eBay sales were one of the highest I've ever had. My ComC sales were pretty decent, although a good portion of that income or that revenue was used to pay processing fees for some of the submissions that I'd had, as well as buying other cards on the site to boost my inventory there. I also had some pretty strong in-person sales from some local people for a variety of different boxes and sets and things like that that I'd done. And also I flipped some soccer cards via Twitter and some people and connections that I had made via Twitter. And so those were kind of outside eBay or other online platforms and kind of direct sales on Twitter. But my card sales for the month totaled about $4,900, which is a pretty strong month of sales for me. The next one is where things really got crazy for me, relatively speaking. And that is the website and podcast revenue. And so that comes from affiliate partnerships as well as podcast sponsorships. And typically my affiliate revenue comes in somewhere around $75 to $150 a month. It adds a little bit of something extra. It covers the cost of my hosting with Squarespace, but it doesn't usually add significant or crazy amounts of money. But this month that changed a little bit. And for two primary reasons, and that is my TOPS affiliate partnership, or my TOPS affiliate money went up, as well as my eBay affiliate money went way up. And I think the primary driver of that was the TOPS Project 2020 review page that I put up with a full photo checklist. And there's eBay links and Topps links in there as part of that webpage. And that drove a lot of the increase in affiliate revenue that I got. Almost $1,000 of affiliate money from eBay and Topps for the month of May. I don't know that that will continue. I think we saw it was right in conjunction with the big spike in popularity and volume that we saw from Topps 2020. I'm not sure that that will continue at that same level through June, July, and ongoing, but I will be happy if it does. That was really kind of a home run for me and really knocked it out of the park to generate, you know, overall about $1,200 to $1,300 in website and podcast revenue for a total of about $6,200 in revenue for the month of May. On the expenses side, I had about $210 of administrative expenses. That's some advertising that I did within Facebook. That's some of the other just podcast admin expenses and things like that. I also spent about $3,300 to $3,400 on new inventory. That was a few collections, but a big chunk of that was Project 2020 inventory that I had ordered, a lot of which I don't have in hand yet, and I won't have in hand for a little while. And then finally, there's maybe $100 to $150 worth of cards that I bought that were added to my PC. So money I spent on cards, but things that will get tucked away and not immediately made available for sale. And one more thing about expenses, the amounts of income or revenue that I shared from Sportlots and eBay, those were already kind of netted out of my sales fees, my commissions, my PayPal fees, and my shipping. And so that was more of a net revenue number there. I will kind of call out shipping because I think it's always interesting to know how much I paid the USPS in a month, and my shipping totals were about $750 in package, postage, as well as stamps for the month of May. So $750 to the USPS for shipping all of my orders. So what do I think about that? Well, clearly I'm happy with about $2,500 of positive cash flow for the month. For one standalone month doing this on the side, I am thrilled with that, especially when such a big increase came from the podcast and website traffic revenue. That was just something that I was not expecting to happen. You know, I had a couple of those similar guide type posts. You know, I've got the Topps Living Set photo checklist out there and guide. I've got a Bowman card guide for people to look at. Several of those types of things I've done in the past. This is the first time with the Project 2020 page where it's really caught on and generated a lot of interest of people buying those products after checking them out on the website. And so I'm thrilled with what the website and podcast brought in. And I would hope that that's encouragement to some of you out there that have recently started a podcast, recently started a blog. I know I've interacted and chatted and answered a few questions for several people who are thinking about getting started and just getting off the ground. And hopefully that's some encouragement about what is possible doing this part-time, just putting some work into building out some content that people seem to be interested in. And so one, encouragement, do it, check it out, try it yourself. And then two, thank you to everybody who's been listening and to everybody who's been reading the blog and checking out the website. If it wasn't for you guys being interested in supporting the site, that this kind of thing wouldn't be possible. So thrilled with that, looking to just plow that back into new inventory, plow that into building out better and better content. And so thank you so much for what has ended up to be a fantastic month of May. Well, let me know what you think about this podcast. Do you enjoy hearing kind of what that financial recap is, what my experience has been? Let me know. Send me an email at waxpackhero@gmail.com. Reach out to me on Twitter at TheMikeSummer. Check out the Wax Pack Hero TikTok channel. Reach out whenever and wherever you feel like it. I'd love to hear from you. And also check out the Hobby Hotline. We're doing two shows a week now on Saturday mornings and Monday evenings. So if you're not a morning person, check us out on Monday evenings as well. Go to Twitter and follow at Hobby Hotline. Well, that's all I've got for you today, so I'll catch you next time.